Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Back to politics, and the Dáil will this evening begin debating a motion of no confidence in the Justice Minister, Alan Shatter. The motion's being moved by Fianna Fáil. They claim that the public has lost confidence in his capacity to administer justice. Meanwhile, the government has announced that the Supreme Court Judge Niall Fennelly will chair the Commission of Investigation into revelations that phone calls were being recorded at a number of Garda stations around the country. I'm joined by Charlie Flanagan, the chairman of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, and by Willie O'Dea, the Fianna Fáil spokesman on social protection. Willie O'Dea, information is still coming into the public domain. More information given in the House today by the Taoiseach in relation to Alan Shatter and in relation to his brief. Isn't it still far too early, and probably at this stage even a distraction, for you to be going down the route in the Dáil this evening now of pursuing the Minister personally?
I wouldn't accept that. I mean, there's nothing personal about this. It's a question of how the minister has been doing his job. And as you will see from various media reports in recent days, candidates of all political parties, including the government parties, are finding this on the doorsteps as they canvass for the local and European elections. You see, the fact of the matter is that the public are now telling me that the administration of justice in this country has become something of a shambles, and we want the minister to answer for his stewardship. In addition to that, there are a whole lot of unanswered questions which go right to the heart of this, to which we haven't yet received any coherent answers, and I think the public are entitled to answers.
And why do you think, Willie O'Dea, that you're going to get answers to those unanswered questions that you talk about during this debate in the Dáil?
Well, look, you know, one lives in hope. I mean, the fact of the matter is that the minister's record, judging by the minister's record to date and judging by the Taoiseach's responses today and leaders' questions, the likelihood is, of course, that we won't get answers. But, I mean, we owe it to the public. We're doing our job. We're the opposition. There's a whole lot of unanswered questions there. Questions, as I say, which go right to the heart of the administration of justice in this country. In order to continue to pursue this, it's a proper parliamentary mechanism to put on a motion of no confidence. And, you know, or continue the debate, as it were.
Charlie Flanagan, how are you going to defend them this evening? How will your party defend the reputation of Alan Shatter? He has found himself now repeatedly for several weeks at the centre of political controversies.
Well, I think the people are seeing the political charade on the part of Fianna Fáil as exactly what it is. I mean, the Dáil will now be engaging in a pointless motion of no confidence. And, you know, it's another episode from Fianna Fáil in a politically orchestrated campaign to try and undermine the government at any and all cost. But there are very serious issues here. And these are issues that are being addressed on the one hand by the government and on the other hand independently. Many of these issues, Mary, are legacy issues going back for a period of 30 years. I don't think anybody can blame Alan Shatter for you know, the secret recording of conversations.
But Charlie Flanagan, we find ourselves in a position weeks on and a week on from the details of the Garda Commissioner's resignation last Tuesday morning ahead of the Cabinet meeting, that we are still going around in circles wondering what is going on. We're getting information in a very piecemeal fashion through the House all of the time. So it has come to this debate. Do you think your party could give us more information during this Dáil debate tonight?
Yes, and we're not going around in circles. Mind you, I accept what you say, and you're right. New information is coming to hand. This evening, we have allegations of the secret recording of conversations in our prisons between prisoners and legal advisers. This is a very, very serious issue. It's totally unacceptable. But already
it certainly is. But was it an inadvertent recording, Charlie Flanagan? Distraction? Now to put that side by side with the very serious issue of the Garda recordings.
This indeed is a most serious issue in our prisons. The Minister has already acted promptly by raising the questions with the Irish Prison Services. A report is sought. The results will be given to the Minister as soon as possible and indeed will be published. But what we have here, Mary, and, you know, I accept that trust and confidence has been damaged by a sequence of events. This trust needs to be maintained. In some cases, it needs to be restored. But the government is acting on a number of fronts. There are independent reports of Sean Gearan, which will be published the week after next. And I'm pleased that the whistleblowers are cooperating with Senior Counsel Sean Gearan. There's the Cook report. report into allegations of bugging, again, very serious allegations of bugging in the Office of the Garda Ombudsman Commission. Again, the whistleblowers will be speaking directly to Judge Cook.
You're widening the focus there now, Charlie Flanagan. I would like to keep this to the more narrow focus now of the events over the past week, and I'll go back again.
But that's the issue, Mary. You see, there are very serious and wide-ranging issues here that are being addressed by the government.
And let's just focus for a minute on the questions that I think the public, this isn't really about, you know, just tit for tat across the Dáil debate. This is about the questions that the public want answers to. Willie O'Dea, what are the questions you'll be posing?
Absolutely. I mean, it is farcical for Charlie to describe this as a political charade. We're dealing here with very, very serious issues to which we haven't got answers. And whether these issues arose today or whether they're legacy issues or whatever, what's at stake here is how the minister has dealt with them. We'll be asking questions like, I'll give you just a sample of the questions that haven't been answered yet. First of all, what instructions did Mr. Purcell get when he was sent out to the Garda Commissioner on the night before he resigned? Was he told to tell him that there was cabinet disquiet, even though the cabinet hadn't discussed the matter yet? When did the minister first know about the Section 41 letter from the commissioner? When was this actually discussed with him? He says he didn't see it until 12:40 on Tuesday. When was it discussed with him? Why did it take 10 days for this letter to reach the Minister for Justice? Why did the Attorney General not brief the Minister for Justice last November when this matter was first brought to her attention? In addition, you could ask questions like, for example, the sources close to the Garda Commissioner have said that he was told not to apologise for his remarks about the whistleblowers.
Right, that's enough to be going on with there now, Charlie Flanagan. If we got answers to some of those, we might be a bit down the road. You must be concerned with those questions as well, Charlie Flanagan, unless you already have answers to them.
No, I believe that all of these questions will be answered.
Tonight?
Well, some of them have already been answered by the Taoiseach today.
Not at all, Charlie, not in the least.
What has been answered, Charlie Flanagan?
Yeah, well, tell me what has been answered and I'll tell you what.
The Taoiseach dealt with the sequence of events leading to the retirement or the resignation of the Garda Commissioner. What we have today is in Cabinet, a commission of investigation has been set up to independently get to the truth of all of these issues. If all these questions are going to be answered today, well, then there's absolutely no need to proceed with the Commission of Inquiry
under Justice
Niall Fennelly. And I would say to Willie O'Dea and I'd say to Micheál Martin that if they have any evidence of issues going back over 30 years as far as taping, secret or otherwise, is concerned, the Inquiry Commission under the chairmanship of Mr. Justice Niall Fennelly is the forum which is going to get to the bottom of these issues. The government has also decided that we're going to have, for the first time since the commission of Judge Conroy in the 1960s, we will have a root at branch examination of all the structures.
Why does you need a commission of inquiry to know what Brian Purcell said to the commissioner when he went out to see him? Why do you need a commission of inquiry to say why it took 10 days for the civil service to bring that Section 41 letter to the attention of the minister? Why do you need a commission of inquiry to find out who told Martin Callanan not to apologise? And on whose authority were they acting?
No, you see, Willie O'Dea and Micheál Martin continue to shift the ground here. Last week and the week before, Mary, on your programme and others, they were seeking a commission of inquiry. In fact, they were castigating and criticising the government for not setting up commissions of inquiry. Last week, when the Taoiseach, acting in a most prompt manner on information that was made available to him by the Attorney General, sought the government approval immediately for the setting up of a commission of inquiry,
which will get to the truth of these issues going back over a period of 30 years. He set that up into matters we know nothing about or told nothing about until after he'd set it up.
Can I ask you one simple question, Charlie Flanagan, before we wind this up, Charlie Flanagan, a simple question.
In a comprehensive way. That's why already we have new structures coming through. Okay. We have the best international practice and protection being provided for whistleblowers. We have an independent police authority which was neglected and refused to be undertaken by Willie and his party.
All right, Charlie Flanagan, just one question, please, before we wind up this debate. Sorry, Charlie Flanagan. Charlie Flanagan, can I ask you one question before we wind this up? Why does nobody ask? Charlie Flanagan, can you hear me?
It would appear
that Charlie Flanagan can't hear us. And Charlie, can you hear us? Hello?
Strike at the heart of the criminal justice system.
The Labour Party, then you come
I think they both can't hear me at this stage. I think I'm talking to myself here. But listen, both of you, thank you very much for joining us. I'm sorry our sound seemed to go down between you towards the end. But Charlie Flanagan and Willie O'Dea, and maybe I'll get to ask my last question again at another time